This is William Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R. William Parker Jr. He was born 6650. 6650, 74-year-old gentleman with history of CVA, COPD, schizophrenia, BPH, atherosclerotic heart disease, cerebrovascular disease, and history of angina and Parkinson's disease, period. Any paragraph. Apparently, the patient has been on numerous medications for Parkinsonism, but has not tolerated many of them, period. Any paragraph. Mr. Williams has lost 12 pounds. No, Mr. Parker has lost 12 pounds in the past month and 40 pounds or so in the past 5 months, period. He has very little appetite. It's very hard for him to swallow, has issues with aspiration related to his Parkinsonism, period. His general health has declined. His diminishing appetite has caused decreased urine output, and he appears to be quite dry, period. Recent surgery, has not had any recent surgery. Allergy, none. Review of system, consistent with weight loss, bedbound, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence. History of schizophrenia, COPD. He's not using oxygen at this time. History of ATOH and smoking abuse, end-stage Parkinsonism to the point with a clogs causing aspiration to the point that he's lost at least 12 pounds in the past month. His medication includes Lipitor 20 milligram a day, vitamin E 400 international units, one capsule a day, singular 10 milligram a day, valsartan 328 a day, vitamin D 50,000 units weekly, Ventolin inhaler at least four times a day, Symbicort 80/4.5 twice a day, two puffs, Haldol 1 milligram a day, Omeprazole 20 milligram a day, Metoprolol Tartrate 100 milligram once a day, Clonidine 0.1, one tablet as needed for blood pressure elevation, Cogentin 1 milligram a day, Zyprexa 20 milligram a day, Aspirin 81 milligram a day, Depakote 500 milligram twice a day, and meloxicam 7.5 milligram a day. Allergy, and drug allergy. Patient has said last hospitalization was because of congestive heart failure, most likely related to his blood pressure elevation, period. Social, he's never been married, does not have any children. He had a brother who was his caregiver and a power of attorney, but he has now passed away. Bobby Smith is the only is his power of attorney at this time. We've asked for patient to be evaluated for possible end of life care at home. Patient does not wear oxygen at this time. Heart rate is 98, O2 sat 92, blood pressure 140 over 98. Heart pulses 1 pulses 2, lungs, coarse breath sounds, abdomen soft. Patient is laying down. Neurological, moving off for extremities. Skin shows decreased turgor. Assessment, 74-year-old gentleman with multiple medical issues, including hyperlipidemia, hypertension, vitamin D deficiency, COPD, schizophrenia, hypertensive heart disease, as well as Parkinsonism, period. New paragraph. His Parkinson's disease has caused tremendous demise in his condition with decreased weight, decreased appetite, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and overall demise, period. Nepiragraph's weight loss is unavoidable. He also has bouts of aspiration, which cause him to eat very slowly at a time, period. His psychiatric condition is controlled with the current medication, including Zyprexia at this time, period. He has tardive dyskinesia treated with Cogentin on a regular basis, period. His blood pressure has been vacillating, most likely because of his atherosclerotic heart disease, and requires clonidine when the blood pressure is elevated, per Miss Bobby Smith. That's Bobby Smith, period. Patient is now pretty much bedbound, no longer able to ambulate. He does wear a diaper, and he does have ADL dependency, period. His O2 sat stable at 92% related to COPD, and he receives nebulizer treatment on a regular basis. Oh, one medication I missed is also takes benztropine, benztropine, 1 milligram a day. Let me see what it's for. Yeah, now forget that. Don't put that in there. We already talked about Cogentin. Previous patients attending MD states that patient has had a decline in his condition. And his weight loss is deemed to be unavoidable related to his most likely multiple medical issues, including his Parkinson's disease. Thank you.